Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, the Swamp Swami College Football Top 25 will bring you a look at all 130 FBS teams. With two more unbeatens losing this weekend, there are now just three teams without a loss coming down the home stretch of this college football season. The Swamp Swami College Football Top 25 rankings continue to spotlight the teams with the fewest losses and the most impressive wins during 2019. By contrast, the Associated Press has four, count them, four teams in their latest top 25 with three losses. Number 16, Auburn, number 19, Iowa, number 22, Oklahoma State, and number 24, Texas A&M. Nothing against any of those teams, but a three-loss Texas A&M has beaten the following teams. 4-6, Mississippi State. 4-7, Ole Miss. 4-7, South Carolina. 4-6, Texas San Antonio. 3-7, Texas State. 2-8, Arkansas. And small division FCS Lamar University, who's 4-7. The Aggies have lost to Clemson, Alabama, and Auburn. And that's just one of the reasons why I don't trust the media to make these ranking decisions. My Swamp Swami survey is based on number one. You start the year out giving each of last season's AP Top 25 teams a chance to maintain their position or improve their rankings until they lose their first game of the new season. So at this time, Clemson, Ohio State, and LSU are the only remaining holdovers from last season's final AP rankings without a loss. Number two. Once a team has lost their first or subsequent football game, I look at the team's best win of the new season. A one-loss team whose best win is over a 9-1 team, for example, will have a greater weight and ranking in my survey than a one-loss team whose best win is over a 4-6 team. Right, Aggies? Number three. I adjust the rankings every week based on how your team's best win has been doing. Last week, for example, several teams benefited from Iowa's win over previously unbeaten Minnesota. If Iowa would have lost on Saturday, those same teams would have been downgraded based on Iowa's performance. And number four, there is no preferential weighting to conferences. A 9-1 Appalachian State team from the Sun Belt Conference will be compared to a 9-1 Alabama team of the SEC based on each team's best win of this season. Now with just two or one game left for all of the 2019 college football season, I'm going to publish my list of the entire 130 FBS large division teams so that you can see how your team's bowl chances are shaping up. Go to SwampSwami.com and review the entire 130 field list. And despite having far too many useless bowls again this year, it takes six wins for bowl eligibility. Now with 37 college football bowl games this year, not including the two-game BCS playoffs, there probably aren't enough mediocre 6-6 teams to fill all the bowl slots. So yes, some 5-7 teams may still be required to help complete the bowl field. So if your team is 3-7 right now, you still have an outside chance at a bowl game. That also means that 74 teams, plus the four teams selected for the BCS playoffs, for a total of 78 schools, will enter the postseason of college football. That's 60% of the 130 FBS schools. Without further ado, let's take a look now at the best of the best, the SwampSwami.com College Football Top 25 teams for the week ending Saturday, November 16, 2019. At number 25 this week from the Sun Belt Conference at 8-2, it's Louisiana Lafayette, the Ragin' Cajuns. At number 24 this week from the Mountain West at 8-2, it's San Diego State, who will travel to Hawaii, lucky them, for a Saturday night game late this weekend. At number 23 from the Mountain West, it's the Air Force. Falling down a few notches from last week at number 22 from Conference USA, Louisiana Tech. Now, Louisiana Tech lost at 7-3 Marshall last week after their starting quarterback, best wide receiver, and a key defender were all suspended for breaking university rules. At number 21 this week from the Big Ten at 8-2, it's Michigan. And the Wolverines will have a tough game on Saturday at 7-3 Indiana. That game will be at 2:30 on ESPN. At number 20 from the SEC, at 9-2, it's the Florida Gators. At number 19 from the American Conference, at 7-2, the U.S. Naval Academy, who took it on the chin 55-20 from Notre Dame last week. Ouch. Speaking of Notre Dame, they've climbed to number 18 in our poll this week at 8-2. The Fighting Irish will host 5-5 Boston College on Saturday afternoon. At number 17 from the Big Ten, it's Wisconsin at 8-2. At number 16 from the Pac-12, at 9-1, the Utah Utes. At number 15, also from the Pac-12 and also 9-1, the Oregon Ducks. At number 14 this week, falling way down our list after their first loss of the season, it's the Baylor Bears from the Big 12, who lost to Oklahoma in a tough game on Saturday evening. They'll host 6-4 Texas on Saturday afternoon. At number 13 from the American Conference, at 9-1, the Cincinnati Bearcats, who will host 7-3 Temple on Saturday afternoon. At number 12, also from the American Conference, at 9-1, it's the SMU Mustangs, who will host 7-2 Navy Saturday. At number 11 from the Southeastern Conference, it's the Alabama Crimson Tide at 9-1. Unfortunately, their quarterback Tua is out for the season. The next game for Alabama? Western Carolina? Come on. At number 10 in our survey, from the Big Ten at 9-1, it's Penn State, who will play at Ohio State on Saturday. More about that in a moment. At number 9 in our survey, from the Sun Belt at 9-1, the Appalachian State Mountaineers. At number 8 this week, moving on up from the Mountain West, it's Boise State. Boise State will play 6-4 Utah State on Saturday evening. At number 7 this week from the American Conference, it's the Memphis Tigers. At number 6 this week, after a big win over rival Auburn from the SEC, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. The Bulldogs will host 7-3 Texas A&M on Saturday on CBS. At number 5 this week, moving up big time, 8 slots from last week, it's the Oklahoma Sooners at 9-1 after their 34-31 win over previously unbeaten Baylor. At number 4 this week from the Big Ten at 9-1, it's the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And now our top 3. At number 3 this week from the SEC at 10-0, LSU Tigers. The unbeaten Tigers defense looked not so good last week against Ole Miss. They'll have another chance to work out the kinks this weekend as 2-8 Arkansas comes to town. At number 2, the Ohio State Buckeyes at 10-0. They'll get a big test this weekend as they host 9-1 Penn State. That game will be Saturday at 11 o'clock Central. And number 1 again this week, from the Atlantic Coast Conference, at 11-0 on the season, it's the Clemson Tigers. The Tigers demolished Wake Forest 52-3 last week. They get this week off before their season finale the week of Thanksgiving. And that's it for this week's Swamp Swami College Football Top 25. Come back and see us.